Roxy 107, 104, your only station for today's R&B and classics. So I have on the line actress Angela Bassett. Oh, how are you doing today? It's the big day. It's election day.
It is the big day. It is that indeed. And I guess I am, too, waiting to exhale. Waiting for this evening. I'm holding my breath till then in anticipation of the victory.
So, Ms. Bassett, why do you think it's so important to get out to vote in this November election?
Well, as you say, it's very important. It's more important than ever to vote, to make our voices heard. I mean, voting is a privilege. It is an absolute privilege. People have suffered and died and been jailed in order that we can have that privilege. You know, as African Americans, we were denied that for so long. Now we have the privilege. Let's let our voices be heard. It's the great equalizer. It doesn't matter who you are, where you started from. Each vote carries its own equal weight. And we've come a long way in 4 short years, but we have a long way to go, and we're on the right track. So just get out, go to the polls, stand in the line. As long as you're in line before the cutoff time, which I believe is 7:30,
right?
You will have an opportunity to vote and cast your ballot.
Well, take it in a different direction. When you said standing in line and voting, we can take it back to the days when Coretta Scott King and Betty Shabazz did their thing back in the day. And you're portraying one of those ladies in an upcoming motion picture. When is that going to be released?
That's right. That will be released in February sometime. It's for the Lifetime Network. You're right, Mary J. Blige plays Betty Shabazz, and I'm Coretta Scott King, and we had a great time. And in my research, you know, for the character, looking up everything on her, you know, she traveled. She was, a person for just the rights of citizens, for all Americans, for women's rights, for gay, lesbian rights, for children's rights. She was tireless and selfless in everything that she did, and she sacrificed a great deal, you know, as we all know. And the same with Betty Shabazz, community organized activist. She had her own radio show. She was a teacher, professor, was had a big hand in the Medgar Evers College there, where she taught and administrated. And you know, thinking of Medgar Evers and his sacrifice, I mean, this is a man who was shot dead on his front stoop, on his front doorstep, you know, for trying to just give, making sure that we all have that there's equality in our nation there in Mississippi. So a great price was paid for this privilege. So I'm just encouraging everyone to get out to vote. You know, our president has a clear, specific plan to build on the progress for the next 4 years, to create jobs, to develop energy, to reduce the deficit, to do some nation building, to support our teachers, support our elderly, our young. And I just have his back. He's had our back. I think he shows that by his values and his commitment. So let's just get out and show him that we have his back as well.
All right, Ms. Angela Bassett, thank you so much, and continue much success to you and doing great things in film, in movies, motion pictures, and a political activist as well. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule.
You are so very welcome. Thank you, and thank you for this opportunity.